Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. I'm recording on Thursday night, March 21st, in the middle of one of the two best sporting days of the year. The first round of the NCAA tournament is the best. It shouldn't be the best when your team's not in it. It's still the best. 32 games in 2 days. Winner goes home. Yeah, some are blowouts, but some aren't. Oakland defeated Kentucky tonight. Oakland, Michigan. Greg Campy. Is it Greg Campy? Camp? Anyways, that dude's been there 40 years. Same school. Oakland was Division II when he started in 1984. Now a Division I program. I know he's at least made one trip to Morgantown to play WVU. Quirky defense. And Kentucky got hit by a dude named Jack Golkey. Never heard of him. Why would I? You go to College Basketball Reference. He's got one season. He's a graduate, D2 graduate. Last year played at Hillsdale College. Ends up at Oakland. And my man has shot 347 threes on the season, including 20 tonight. And he shot 8 2-pointers. He shot 355 shots. 347 of them were from three. And he made 10. He shot 20 shots tonight. All of them were threes. He made 10 of them. And Kentucky had issues with defense all year, and they struggled against Oakland. And Oakland moves on. And that's why this is the best, one of the two best days of the year. And what's great is that they're back-to-back. Two of the best sports days of the year. You get them back-to-back days because there's four games happening right now, last four games of the day, 12 more games tomorrow. It's fantastic. How are you handling your brackets knowing that a handful of WVU head coaching candidates are in the NCAA tournament? Selfishly, I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. In the brackets, I'm having them be defeated as soon as possible. So as of this recording, Colorado State is done, so Nico Medved is available. Kyle Smith and Darren DeVries are coaching against each other in a game. One of those guys is going to be available. Tomorrow night, Byington at James Madison, he's going to play. And in my personal bracket, you have one of two options. You can either root for them, and by rooting for them, it reverse jinxes them, getting them out of the tournament, making the higher happen faster. Or you can just blatantly root for the other team. And so when there's two candidates, two possible candidates or names that have come up in the Drake Washington State situation, you go with the guy who you think is more likely to show up in Morgantown. And so I'm rooting for Kyle Smith and Washington State to win so that DeVries is available. And he may not come to WVU. He's on other hot boards. The man is good at coaching basketball. And so it's not just WVU, just like most of these candidates. They're not on one list. But as far as men's bracket, kind of an overall breakdown, I did not have Kentucky going very far because of the defense. In the West, North Carolina won today. They're the one seed. They've had some weird losses, but they have guys who have been there a while, who have been to the Final Four. Who can beat them? And the good teams in their bracket are Baylor, Alabama, both really good at offense, both not as good defensively and can struggle. Maybe not as bad as Kentucky, but can definitely struggle. Can you trust Arizona, who messed around a little while with Long Beach State today before they advanced? I don't think you can trust any of those teams, Baylor, Alabama, Arizona. And so thus, North Carolina, who see on paper the weakest one seed in the group, I think they advance to the Final Four. In the South, you've got a Houston team that West Virginia has seen. West Virginia fans, if you've watched Houston and your Big 12 fans, you've seen them mow down the Big 12. Like, they just, first year in the Big 12, they buzzsawed almost everybody. Their weakness, instead of, you know, Baylor and Alabama and Kentucky's weakness of defense, Houston, and the stats say that they're good offensively, it's because of how well the offensive rebound, but they can have an off night. See the Big 12 final where they lost by 20 to Iowa State. That is a home game for Iowa State. Two teams have a home game in Kansas City. It's Iowa State, who travels immensely. Shout out to the Cyclone fans in Kansas, it's an actual home game. But they score 41, Houston, in the final? So they only have to do that once. That's the thing about the NCAA tournament. They can have one off night, and I think that's possible. Marquette, will Kolick be healthy enough to help Marquette make a run? Can you trust Duke under John Shire? Everybody's got a flaw, right? But Houston can stand on that defense. And while I think they can do that, they can struggle enough offensively so that, when you're in the NCAA tournament, you get referees who see physical play as you're fouling all the time. So they get the wrong refs, and it could be trouble defensively as well. So roll the dice, give me Shaka Smart and Marquette. That is contingent on their main guy being healthy enough to do it, because he's had some injury issues late in the season. But I'm going with Marquette. In the Midwest, you've got Purdue trying to follow the 2019 Virginia script of losing to a 16 seed and then the following season winning the championship. And Virginia, that you can't duplicate how they got past Purdue. Like, it was a crazy shot to get to overtime to get past Purdue. It was, and luck is involved in any of these outside of UConn doing what they did last year. I do think they're going to beat Grambling. I'll go out on a limb and say they're going to get past the 16 seed this year. But with Purdue, it's similar to Virginia in 2019. I'll believe it when I see it. And Virginia somehow did it. Purdue can somehow do it. That doesn't mean I'm putting their name all the way through on my bracket. So I don't have them getting out to the Final Four. Creighton, they won today. They have a giant. You know, everybody talks about Purdue's giant. Creighton has a giant, but are they deep enough? Because they only play like six deep. And will they run out of steam? Kansas doesn't have McCullough. So that's going to be tough sledding for Kansas to make a deep run. I think we're getting a wild card from the Midwest. And this is another kind of script that they're writing, possibly, and Gonzaga won today. How many times have we talked about Gonzaga or thought about Gonzaga this season? It's an afterthought, and yet they're a five seed. If they win, they play a Kansas without McKellar, and then you play Purdue. And then, you know, maybe Tennessee, maybe Creighton. You can't trust Tennessee, even though they've got a stud. So I'm going with Gonzaga in a season where nobody thought about them. I don't feel this is the Final Four pick that I am the least confident in, other than history says it's not going to be Purdue.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And then you've got the East, and really, this is boring. It's not fun to talk about into a microphone. If UConn is healthy, who's going to beat them? Yeah, they got new people, but they got some old faces too, and they have a giant, and they have role players, and they've got a crazy coach, and that crazy coach won it last year. Maybe Illinois, who struggled for a half with who'd they play, Morehead State, before they turned it on. I think Terrence Shannon can go on a heater and give UConn a run in a shootout, but UConn can win a shootout. So I don't know how UConn loses healthy. And Auburn, you've had a great season. I just don't see Iowa State. Can they have enough offense? Just historically, give me UConn. So it's UConn, North Carolina, Gonzaga, Marquette. I've got UConn versus Gonzaga with the Connecticut Huskies winning back-to-back. And do I like that pick? No. That's a rare bird, a school winning two consecutive national championships. Duke did it. Florida did it. I'm at a loss for thinking of anybody else in my lifetime that have won back-to-back. So if you bank on history, then UConn will not win it. But have you watched UConn play? Like, they're just, think of all the things that have to go wrong. Their giant has to get in foul trouble, and they have to have a bad offensive performance. But their offense is great. It's not like a Houston situation. They are really good offensively. They're good at everything. I don't know what the flaw is. And so I'll eat these words later, but give me UConn to go all the way. There's another bracket. It's the women's bracket. And that bracket has Mountaineers in it. WVU women are in the NCAA tournament after a fantastic season. Looking at ESPN bracketology on the women's side, West Virginia projected as a 6 seed. Nope, 8 seed. And not just any 8 seed. They get a 9 seed Princeton that has only lost 4 games, that dominated Oklahoma, who won the Big 12 early in the season. That's your first round opponent. And remember last year on the men's side, the 8-9 game didn't fare well. So I'm not presumptuous in thinking that's a done deal, West Virginia defeating Princeton. But if they win that game in Iowa City, Iowa, then their next game will be against Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes. And I am certain that whoever wins the WVU Princeton game will play Iowa. I don't think a 16 has defeated a 1 on the women's side, and I don't know when that's going to happen. It might not ever happen. You should never say never, but they got a ways to go before a 16 is defeating a 1 on the women's side. Great experience. West Virginia is not going to win the NCAA tournament, not going to be the NCAA national champion. Feel confident about that. So why not go against Caitlin Clark? Beat Princeton. Again, I'm not getting ahead of myself. Win the first game and then roll the dice against the best. And do you think, you've watched JJ Quinterly this season, if you hadn't, you should. Do you think she's going to back down from Caitlin Clark? Like her, Jordan, the rest of the team? That'll be fun. Could Iowa run away with this game if they get to play the Mountaineers? Absolutely. But you're not winning 6 in a row. So give it a shot against the biggest draw in college basketball. I think JJ Quinterly would love the opportunity to go against Caitlin Clark. What West Virginia may lose, but it's not going to be because she's intimidated or the Mountaineers are intimidated by the Iowa Hawkeyes. It'll probably be because of the reason they've lost games this year is that they don't make threes and they miss close shots and don't get enough turnovers. Like there's a formula when West Virginia loses. Iowa's got a good post player, but the main attraction is Caitlin Clark. So the press is going to be a little, it's not going to throw Iowa a curve, full court press, because of how well they handle the ball. So then West Virginia's just got to have the game of their season. They've got to be making a ridiculous amount of threes. And that's if they get to play Iowa. But that first game against Princeton will be Saturday evening, 5:30 p.m. on ESPN2, I believe. And then the second round, if they advance, will be against Iowa on Monday. Time to be determined. But something we can watch. Regardless of what happens in the first game, this has been a great first season for Coach Kellogg and the ladies. A lot of ladies coming back, I would assume. And you run it back with a veteran backcourt and see what you can do. But that should be fun. It's good to see Mountaineers in at least one bracket. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Have you been on the Smoking Musket Discord? There's a link to the Discord in the show notes. You click on that, you enter the Smoking Musket Discord, and it's got channels, like TV. But these channels is where you type stuff in, and people who are in the Discord can read what you type in. And it can be about WVU basketball, WVU football, the other sports, sports outside of college, television, movies, degenerate gambling, just naming channels. All sorts of good stuff in the Smoking Musket Discord. It's definitely a cool place to interact with other WVU fans. Click on the link, check it out, go to smokingmusket.com, listen to West by Pod, do all the things under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Smoking Musket. And hopefully by the next time this podcast is recorded, we can talk about the new men's head basketball coach. You got a feeling? Do you got an inkling? I feel like it's going to be DeVries, Medved, or Byington. Medved's available. Probably all three guys are going to be available by the end of the weekend. And are you good with one of those three? I am. I have, if the list is those three guys, then give me DeVries 1, Medved 2, Byington 3. And Medved has moved up a little bit because of, yeah, they played Virginia and held Virginia to a low amount. That's not saying anything because Virginia's Virginia. But they hung in pretty tough with Texas and played good defense. The Colorado State defense was better than what the stats indicated. Again, based on two games in the NCAA tournament against a very bad offensive team in Virginia. And then a middle-of-the-road Texas team. But that's all I had to go on. And I like what Medved does offensively. I like what Medved and DeVries does with their offense. Drake gets the ball to the basket. His son is amazing at basketball. I hope the next podcast is breaking down the new guy. Do you think that's going to happen? I hope so. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have 0 wins and they have 0 losses.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.